We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now
I'm the River Ninja.
If you just joined us, we got our co-host, Donnell Rawlings.
River Ninja.
And we also have Jess Hilarious, our co-host.
What's up, y'all?
So Charlamagne says that the me and Rick Ross thing went too far.
I think both of y'all have gone too far because, you know, it's not about car shows no more. At first, if it's just about car shows and who got the best car show, that's cool. You know what I mean? But, you know.
But it was never about who had the best car show. We were just talking cars because I'm from New York and we love newer cars. We love the newer cars. I have a couple of old cars and he's from the South and he loves older cars. So we were just going back and forth.
So it was about the car show.
Older cars and newer cars. Not even about the show.
It started the
Because I sent cars to his car show. He sent cars to my car show. It was never about the car show.
Nori asked him on Drink Champs, yo, aren't you and Envy battling with
and
the car
show? And he said, Envy's not on my level.
That's
which he was joking with it. And then he just
I don't think he was joking.
He was joking.
He said he was joking. He was like, yeah, Envy's my guy. And then he just kept going too far. And then he started leaving comments. And then he started doing everything else that I thought was a little disrespectful because now you're belittling my show and I never belittled your show. I never belittled anybody's show out there.
Yeah.
I always say there's a difference. My show is more community-based where, you know, my ticket prices start at $19.99 and the reason I do the car shows is because I remember as a kid, we couldn't afford to go to a lot of places because my parents couldn't afford it. Yeah. So I try to do these events where families can actually afford to go to these events. There's rides, there's jumpies, there's carnival games, there's gaming trucks, there's, you know, Monster brings the bike thing. Like, we do so much at the car show. It's a family fun event. And his show is totally different, which is fine. But once you start stabbing at my show, I stab back. And then when
it's not about the shows no more is what I'm saying.
Correct.
He like, neither one of y'all are talking about shows anymore. And I think that's where it goes
And it takes away, Charlamagne, it takes away from the family.
Yes, but also that's when, like, egos get involved, and then, you know, your side might start saying extra stuff, his side might start saying extra stuff. And listen, man, I don't want to see nothing stupid happen.
Right. It takes away from the
car show. It's right. Just that nobody's acknowledging
But it's not over a car show. It's about, and then you go left. Then you start saying, oh, you got seven kids,
it's
and you
the come kids. My it's floor. It's the personal.
And your girl come up. Like, now, that's okay, it. Now I want to play. Now yeah. I want to play. And when I play, I'm not stopping. There's nothing to stop me because I'm not a rapper. I don't have to do a diss record. I can do this all day long.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. So, you know, and hey, let's go take the phone calls.
That's it.
Hello, who's this?
Jess, what's up with you, Jess? Yo. He's over there messy.
Yo, this Vel, man.
Vel, what's up? You know, you think I went too far, Vel?
I think Ricky Rose went too far, man. He was on you a little bit too much, man. All that beige boy, and you know, that was a little bit too much.
Seems a little obsessed, doesn't he?
Yeah,
sound like it. You know, Austin's payday wings stopped working, you know, so...
He might have just wanted his floors mopped. He might have think about that.
What'd you say, Donnell?
He might have just wanted his floors mopped.
Yo, shit.
Oh, my God.
That is true. He just wanted pool clean, baby.
Hello,
damn,
who is?
Man.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, good morning, morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
What's up, bro? What's your thoughts?
Yo, this is LOS from Georgia. I want to call on the Rick Ross situation.
Yeah, good. What's your
Rick Ross is an absolute sucker for hating on Envy. Envy is a family man. Who that only gives family car shows, promotes real estate. For Rick Ross to go on Drink Champ and attack Envy is a straight sucker move. He and this big old mansion by himself. Right. Got other dudes recording this stuff. He's lonely. Ross is jealous of Envy, like, for one. Envy got a beautiful wife, beautiful family. And then they're going to say, like, he better give all the money to Dolph family. Rick Ross hasn't done nothing for Dolph. But post the RIP since he passed away. Mm. It's jealousy, man, for a black man to go hit on another black man.
Okay, am I missing something? This all started on the car show.
Which is crazy.
Now
car
everybody
show.
Going too far.
But
now,
it's
yo.
A car show I've been doing for
5 years. I don't
want
to lose you, Envy, over car show, son.
All I'm saying is everybody going too far over car shows.
But you know, he does have a big house, but his house is in the middle of the hood. There's a white castle across the street, and the check is down the block.
Like, oh my God, for real?
That's convenient. That's very convenient.
I would never live down the street from now.
Charlamagne. You live in a nice area. Is White Castle down the block from you?
I don't.
What about Checkers?
I don't even live in a nice area.
800-585-1051.
Right, that's what I was going to say. What you talking about?
Mike, hello, Mike.
Come on now.
I got a Checkers down the block.
Hello, who's this?
It's Chino from Florida.
Mike, what's up?
What's up, Mike?
You stupid.
Yo, Andy, you just covering yourself, man. Rick Ross needs to stay in his lane.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm just here trying to do me, brother.
Hey, DJ Envy, good morning to everybody. Just let you know, to put Rick Ross back in his place, call back Pippin Curly. He's scared of Pippin Curly.
Nah, see, that's another thing I said on a bunch of interviews. I never wanted 50 to be involved, like, and 50's not getting involved. 50's my brother. Like, we got business with each other. We have investments with each other. And I never wanted to go there because there it could go serious.
Yeah.
So anytime 50 calls, I would just say leave it alone because I don't want him to be a part of it.
This can go serious, though.
Yeah, because 50 definitely the one that they call him out about the CO.
Car show?
This can go serious.
And I'm like, yo, over car shows and on both sides.
Car
like,
show.
Don't bring in nobody's family. And, you know, all the CEO stuff and everything, I mean, those might be sore spots,
too. So, look, you was texting him over the weekend. Why you ain't text him and say that?
No, what he texted you and said?
He
sent me a message.
Talking about, hey, said, boo. Like, come on with all that.
No, he hit me and he said, I'm going to find it. He said, I'm painting a Chevy beige next week. What color should I do the other half?
Oh, my God.
He's obsessed.
Tell him X is big homie. Why are you going to ask you? What the hell you got? Dude? You don't got no damn
tell
lamp.
Him the warden.
Listen, I'm all for the jokes. The jokes when it comes to the car show. If you're keeping it about the car show and cars, I'm with all the jokes. But when you start talking about family and people being CEOs and all that other stuff, it might go a little too far.
Yeah, so did you tell him that the same way you're saying that to Envy?
Well, I didn't see. Envy walked in here with a cop uniform this morning.
Yeah,
Jess.
But when he said your seven sons, did you say, yo, he ain't got seven, he got two? Don't do
that. I didn't
even
think that's nothing to respond to because it's not even real.
But
I actually hit Envy and I told Envy, I said, I'm proud of you because Envy. listen, here's the thing. If Envy wanted to stunt, he could stunt.
Right.
I thought that's what it was going to go to. I saw Envy taking a video from in the gym in the house, I'm like, oh.
I almost went there.
Envy called me, when I didn't even say hello, I said, don't do it. I said, don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay. And I said, all right.
Like, all right, for what? Why?
I don't want to stunt.
Like, you know what you got. You know what I mean? Like, what's the point?
And then now he's a grandfather. Let's just lay it.
That's right. Yeah.
Let's just lay it.
Like, yeah, you right.
And then he don't want his kids to go to a car show too. His grandkids,
you know,
gotta
what?
Go.
Look,
let's get it back to the family.
They not coming there.
If y'all want to fight with them, man, y'all should at least come to the river, man. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, a place to get your thoughts together, son, is the river, son. I'm telling you. Take me to the river.
585-105 when we're talking about Rick Ross and Envy.
Oh, River Ross.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Jess Hilarious, yes, and Donnell Rawlins here.
River Ninja.
All right. Now, we were talking about Charlamagne. He said, I went too far.
Well, first of all, you can never tell somebody they're going too far, because you can never tell somebody how to react.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't want to see things get out of hand. I feel like things are getting out of hand now. At first, it was about car shows. You and Ross going back and forth about car shows. That's fun. Ha, 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 ha. But when Ross started talking about family, you coming in talking about COs and what he didn't do for gunplay, all this other stuff. It's like, come on.
I'm just reacting off his reaction. That's all it is. I'm just saying. Yeah. Then they were all tight. I took a picture with 50. I'm like, man, 50 was out to dinner last night.
Yeah,
like 50 said he's
good. Oh, nah, that was subliminal, son.
We know that.
Yo, that was subliminal, son.
I can't take a picture with my guy?
Not at this time, son.
You always with 50.
But don't post it until next month.
You always out with 50. I don't never see you post no picture no other time. Now all of a sudden you post.
Same outfit. I went straight from there. Yeah. Like, it's the same outfit. I was with Ben last night. Hello, who's this?
Pause.
I'm Anthony. I'm Joe.
Yeah, what's up, Jay?
Jay, what's your thought, Jay? What's going on?
I think Fifth gave you the outfit.
Just woke up. Just got back from the gym.
Uh-huh. What's your thoughts, brother?
Yeah, Vic Ross went too far. Yeah, like, it was funny with all the other shit, but we both were kids and that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I just think it got too corny. It wasn't funny no more. I could tell that something I heard pushed the button. Something I said pushed the button, and that ain't Ross, man. I like the fun Ross. That wasn't fun. That was, he was hurt, man.
I don't know what's going on with Ross.
We need a hug, man.
But like, yeah, like,
we can't hug.
Family shit. Like, bringing your kids and that, it's corny. It's athletic.
Yeah, it's very corny.
So why we can't hug, man?
I knew it was coming. Show me one hug. So bad.
So now you're going to have security at the moon bounce now?
I'm sure he wants to. What if the moon bounce? Back.
The thing the kids jump on.
It's called a jumpy, man.
The jumpy. You're going to have security at the jumpy.
Hello, who's this?
What's going on? It's Lamar.
Lamar, what's up, man?
I got scared. I thought you were talking about Lamar.
Ross and,
good morning. Good morning.
What's your thoughts, brother?
Heavy.
He said that was Lamar for being mad.
Heavy.
Yes, sir.
We got to stop, Envy.
Why?
Listen, you're starting to give me 50 Cent vibes. I feel like you're getting your info from where 50 got his. It's going too far, Envy. It's going too far.
You mean Google?
I guess so. But you're definitely going too far, man. Like, y'all Queens dudes. Like, first, you know what I'm saying, 50 and Ross, 50 came out crazy. You coming out crazy. Nas came at JD crazy. What's going on with y'all Queens dudes, bro?
And I want you to think about it. 50 and Ross never got along. And I never put that in between my relationship with Ross. We were still
cool. That's a fact. I was thinking about that too.
But then I always kept it light with Ross when we went back and forth, because I never wanted 50 to jump in. So, but when he went too far, I gotta go back. I don't know how to play. My mom never taught
me. But you're giving the platform for 50 to jump in.
Nah. Me and Fifth had a conversation. I told 50, please don't jump in. I told him this is
between. That's all I wanted to hear. I just wanted to make sure that would be taking it too far. All right, we good, man.
And then over the weekend, I heard him mention 50. I'm like, why? Like, you want that? Like, you want that problem?
But then things like that can happen. He might say something, and then, you know, 50 gonna come and put a post on him, and then everything's gonna start all over.
Yeah, I just don't want things to go too far where things get physical, because when egos get involved and bruised egos happen, you never know who want to get stripes doing what.
Where's Rick Ross from?
Miami.
Oh, he's from Miami. Oh, yeah. He gonna bring Trick. Y'all bad chill.
Man,
brain shit.
Shout out to Trick. Hello, who's this?
You know, Trick Daddy caught some shots on Summer Walker album for no damn reason.
From who?
Summer Walker talk about old Trick Daddy looking.
Yeah?
Oh, yes,
damn it, man.
New album.
Shout out to Trick. Hello, who's this?
Man.
Yeah.
Trav.
Nah, this ain't Trav. This is Wins, man. How y'all doing?
Oh, what up, Wins? I thought you was Trav, my man.
What's your thoughts, brother?
Nah.
Nah, yeah, I wanted to speak about the topic, man. I tell you, Devin, man, you didn't go too far with it, bro, man. You're absolutely right about whatever. And I actually seen the video over the weekend when Ross was talking about getting your seven kids out there and picking up the horse poop and all that. I understand it's all fun and games, but when it comes to family, bro, like, you don't mess with that at all, man. So I congratulate you, man. Do what you got to do. And what's crazy about it, I seen a video not too long ago where you guys had, I think it's Jesus and Marcos, and you wanted him to apologize.
Jesus and Mero, man. Jesus and Marcos.
Then he even got Spanish real quick. Jesus and Marcos.
My bad. But yeah, that interview that you was doing with them, you wanted him to apologize to you about talking about your kids and your family and all that. So I respect it. Know what I mean? Like I said, when it comes to funny games, but like when it comes to the family, man, keep that out the game, man. You know what I mean? And
Envy gonna jump out the window every time, butt naked with no parachute. When you mention the family,
nah, I'm done, man. Because you know what it is people think it's a button for me, and I gotta go one time. And see, even with Ross, I can keep going back and forth. There's so much, but it makes no sense. Like you said, it's a car show, which my car show is this weekend in Memphis, and we're doing it for Young Dolph, actually. So we're doing it with really Dolph's company, so I'm excited about that. So you get to see Dolph's museum, which has all his artifacts and art and chains, and his cars will be there. Key Glock, 50 Cent, of course.
I didn't know he wanted you to clean up the horse poop. He did that part, too?
Yeah, he wanted me to clean up the horse poop.
He said Envy ain't got no backyard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what he said. Well, but you know, Charlamagne knows, and I think Clue played basketball in my crib inside. But hello, who's this?
Oh my God, yes.
Hello.
Hey, Dre, what's up?
What's going on, man?
What's your thoughts, bro?
Hey, so for one, I'm all the way with you, Envy. I'm all the way with you, man. Because I mean, first of all, I hope it's just jokes. I hope it's all jokes.
But I hope it's all jokes too. That's all I'm saying. I hope it's all jokes.
But hey, but if it is. Charlamagne, you need to be with your brother.
I'm always be with my brother.
Thank you.
And being with your brother is making sure things don't go too far.
Yeah,
that's all. That's it. That's
what. I'll throw a joke in there too. Go at Ross with him. Go at Ross with him in a joke manner to let him know it's all a joke. Instead of playing and be like, don't take it too.
I
wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say jump in with him, but just don't say nothing. Don't keep telling Envy that he's going too far.
I'm sitting right here, Mike.
When you got to your situation, did I come and make sure you was good?
Which one?
Both of them. When the dude punched you in the back of the head.
Yes, I was going to say.
But that's real, actual physical altercation.
Well, let's get there.
I don't want it to get there.
Not on the car show. Not on the car show, please.
That's the whole point I'm trying to make. I don't want it to get there over no goddamn car show. But y'all both 72 years old, okay?
Yeah, and then
die in your bitch.
No.
All right? I don't want to see nothing happen over no damn car show.
He's a grandfather.
You can't even get on a horse.
But you gotta stop. By the way, you got to stop saying that.
What? He's
that
a grandfather?
Because you right there.
I can't wait. I'm just going to be proud of it. I'm just going to hide it.
Lil Logie out here,
bro. Yeah, Lil Logie out here.
I'm going
to be proud of it. But, you know, it is
you, any moment now, you could get that call.
But also, Memphis, I'm going to have Beige Rage t-shirts for sale. So.
Yes. About time.
Yeah, beige I really rage. Like
you like the beige rage. Yes. It had a meter on it right now, so you could get if you're a little upset, if you're really upset, or if you're super duper upset.
Oh,
I'm selling the beige rage t-shirts. You can get it at the car show. But then again, like I said, my car show's this week. Kids 5 and under are free.
I just don't want this to go too far. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Because right now you got families involved, and you bringing up old stuff about COs and all of that. Like this could get stupid quick.
But don't
over
say
a car show. Over a damn car show.
But you keep saying what you have to say is all I'm doing is responding to what that boy said.
That's what I'm doing.
No matter what stuff, he brought up family, and I'm just having fun with him. You want to dance? Let's dance. I can salsa.
Of course, because you're Dominican. You better know salsa. You Dominican. What Dominican don't know how to salsa?
Well, Jess, we have Jess with the Mess coming up. What are we talking about?
All right, so I can jump in. I can do my job now. Oh, my God. Because Jonathan Majors and Megan Good were spotted together. I can tease it out. Y'all want me to say that.
Don't act like you ain't been doing your job. You wrote all that for Envy.
We had the beige rage. You know what I'm saying? I was enjoying the show. All right, now I'm back. Jonathan Majors and Megan Good spotted
fake
together.
Fake relationship.
Oh. Shut up. Hey, just wait until we come back.
Oh, okay.
You mad because they ain't about to be on the river with you Monday. I'll talk about
that's
it when we get back.
That's a fake relationship.
We'll do it when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club on BET.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount+. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.